विक्टोरिया के पार्लियामेंट में ऑस्ट्रेलियन इंडियन हिस्ट्री प्रदर्शनी हो रही है। इसी संबंध में बात की है इतिहासकारों लेनकाना और क्रिस्टल जॉर्डन से। ये पूछने पर कि इस प्रदर्शनी का क्या महत्व है तो उन्होंने बताया,
The significance is that Crystal, I, and with the help of Jez Winder and his friends, we're presenting to the Indian community and the Australian community just a précis of the contribution that Indians made to the history of Australia. And it's quite significant, very significant. In fact, it starts with day one, with the planning of India, with the planning of New South Wales, to the settlement of New South Wales. India were involved in that. To the discovery of the south coast of Victoria, Indians were the first to land in Victoria, and the contribution in economic, social, and religious contribution is unique. It's second to none. And not only is it important for the Indian community to understand this, it's now got to the stage where we've got to get this out to the general public, the Australian community, because it is their history. And when we put the Indian layer over the top, the Australian history will be much richer and more colourful for it.
Yeah. Yeah. So how about it started altogether?
Well, it started when I was a little boy in Hamilton. A Sikh hawker came to our house, and I used to play on his horse and cart. He tied the wheel down so I couldn't move, and I'd flog his horse and jump all over it and all that sort of thing with my brother. And my mother would buy goods off him. Mm-hmm. Then, not every time, but most times, he would cook our Saturday night or our evening meal. And my mother would wash his turbans along with her girlfriend. They'd take it in turns because they'd wash in dams and creeks, and the creeks were much better than what they were now. But the turbans they took special interest in, and so my mother washed them and cleaned them up. And I'd come home from school and you'd see the turbans slapping on the clothes on. Beautiful sight, I still see it. And it wasn't unique that my mother done that. Just about every Indian hawker that came to Australia and visited farms, they socialised, the women helped them. And the hawker that came to our place, when he got into his old age, he'd lost contact with his family in India, and my mother's girlfriend was, she nursed him until she could no longer do it, and then he was admitted to the Hamilton Hospital where he died. And the Hamilton community visited him in hospital, and so he had people around him till the day he died. But that was replicated right across Australia, where Australian families took the hawkers in their old age, the ones that had stayed here and lost touch with their families in India, and they looked after them, and we've got that much information on that sort of thing. And that's the untold story, and that's the story that we're trying to get out, that it was they were involved in the community and the community was involved with them. It's unique. People think of Australia as racist, which the government was racist, the churches were racist, the unions were racist, but one-on-one people were not racist. The majority weren't anyway, put it that way. Because, and even when we go to the bush now, and Chris will verify this, you start talking to people of Chris and my generation and say, do you remember the hawkers? And you see a big smile come over their face. Yeah, the Johnny Cakes.
Crystal played a very important role in it, and she could be a motivational force behind it. Crystal, how did you get involved in
it? Oh, it goes back many, many years. I knew Lynn before the history, because he worked in the area of the Progress Association in the area where I live. India came on later because Lynn was writing and researching about India, and then George Lukakis asked him to do a definitive history, and that research expanded immensely, and it became an immense load for Lynn to bear on his own, and he asked me to help with the research more. And then we just got overloaded with it. It's just grown. It's exploded. It really just took off.
Yes. We are just waiting to see that exhibition. But is there any fond memory which has really moved you?
But one thing I find very takes me back is taking us back to the Federation of Australia. Mm-hmm. And that was 1901, January. And just before that, 100 soldiers from India came here to represent the armies in India from all different regiments. Yep. and those 100 soldiers went to every state in Australia. They went to even Tasmania, and they went to New Zealand, and they were all from the elite of the army. And we have a, in the exhibition, people will see the full story of those 100 men, and we have the names of those 100 men, and they've been forgotten. They've been forgotten, and they celebrated the Federation of Australia.
And that's
amazing.
That it stands out.
It's all we will be able to see in that exhibition.
Yep.
So how about Jaswinder, agar aap hame bataye ki is puri pradarshini mein kya kya hai, kis tarah se aur कोई भी आ सकता है वहाँ?
हाँ जी, थोड़ा मैं जो लेनोर क्रिस्टल ने बताया, जैसे क्रिस्टल ने एक चीज नहीं बताई कि क्रिस्टल के फादर इंडिया में बरेली में पैदा हुए थे, तो इनकी मोटिवेशन वहां से भी आई है.
हाँ
जी, और इनके ग्रैंडफादर ने भी इंडियन आर्मी में, ब्रिटिश इंडियन आर्मी में फाइट की है वर्ल्ड वॉर्स में, तो उनको इनकी हिस्ट्री जो इंडिया से जुड़ी हुई है. कृष्ण ने बताया है कि 100 इंडियन सोल्जर्स ने मार्च किया है. इसके अलावा जब ऑस्ट्रेलिया बना है 1780 ऑनवर्ड्स, तो इंडिया से बहुत सारा हजारों टन सामान आया है. शिप्स आते थे कलकत्ता से, बॉम्बे से, और इंडियंस का कंट्रीब्यूशन बहुत था. तो वो सारा कंट्रीब्यूशन टोटली फॉरगॉटन. दो रीजन मैं कहूंगा, एक तो 1901 में फेडरेशन के बाद जो व्हाइट ऑस्ट्रेलिया पॉलिसी आई, उसके बाद जो नॉन व्हाइट माइग्रेशन रुक गई, तो जब आपकी कम्युनिटी है ही नहीं है तो आपकी हिस्ट्री कौन संभालेगा. एक रीजन वो, दूसरा पॉलिटिकल रीजंस के कारण. तो ये जो हॉकर से इनकी लाइफ बहुत डिफिकल्ट थी, 30-40 साल अपने जो वैगन में ही रहे, और ये एग्जीबिशन उनकी स्टोरी बताएगी कि कितना सेक्रीफाइस और कंट्रीब्यूशन है. तो एग्जीबिशन 12 सितंबर को सुबह हम सेटअप कर देंगे, तकरीबन 11 बजे के बाद मंडे को ये ओपन हो जाएगी. 4 बजे तक पब्लिक के लिए ओपन है उस दिन, उसके बाद फॉर्मल सेरेमनी है, वो फुली बुक्ड हो चुकी है, वो भी पब्लिक के लिए ओपन थी. ट्यूजडे को 9 बजे से 7:30 बजे तक है, वेडनेसडे को भी 9 बजे से 7:30 बजे तक है शाम को, थर्सडे को, वीरवार को है 9 बजे से 5 बजे तक, फ्राइडे को क्लोजिंग सेरेमनी भी हम कर रहे हैं. कितने भी लोग आना चाहें वो आ सकते हैं. इसकी कोई कॉस्ट नहीं है, फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट है, क्योंकि पार्लियामेंट की बिल्डिंग है, पब्लिक इवेंट है, सारी कम्युनिटीज को आना चाहिए. और सिर्फ सिक्योरिटी चेक जो है, जैसे हम एयरपोर्ट पे जाते हैं, बिल्कुल सिमिलर टू एयरपोर्ट. अब मुझे लगता है कि बहुत सारे लोग, तो जैसे आपने कहा है कि दे हैव बीन ब्लोन अवे, कि इंडियंस, इतने इंडियंस नए नहीं है यहाँ पे, यहाँ पे इंडियन ब्रिटिश के साथ ही आए हैं, पहले दिन से आए हैं, तो ये कंट्री उतना ही हमारा है जितना कि ब्रिटिश का.
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद आपको करना चाहूंगी कि आप इनको लेकर आए. लेन एंड क्रिस्टल, थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर कमिंग ओवर हियर, एंड थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर रिस्टोरिंग अवर हिस्ट्री एंड मेकिंग अस फील सो प्राउड.
थैंक यू.